This is Mike Breed with the Warren Group bringing you our Connecticut home sales data report for April 2018. During the month, there were 2,548 single-family homes sold across the state, a 7.6% increase from April 2017. Meanwhile, median single-family home prices rose 6.4% to $250,000, marking seven consecutive months of increases on a year-over-year basis. Joining us now to shed some light on the Connecticut real estate market is the Warren Group CEO, Tim Warren. Thanks for joining us, Tim.
Sure, Mike. I'm glad to be here. I really looking forward to the summer now that Memorial Day has passed by.
I think we all are. So according to our numbers, the median single-family home price has now increased for seven consecutive months. For the past 3 months, the median price has increased by more than 6%. As the state's inventory continues to shrink, do you expect to see even more price hikes in the coming months?
Yes, I definitely think that the single family home price is going to continue to rise this year. You know, April was a really strong month. April this year had more sales than any April all the way back to the pre-recession days back in 2007. Plus, the median price has shown a remarkable upward bend lately. For 4 years, just as some contrast, the median price from 2014 to 2017, the median price was flat, or it actually declined in some of those years. So that's a very restrained market. But in recent months, momentum has taken over, and it's driven the sales and the prices even higher. Now, I'd point to two reasons for this, the economy and jobs. They're both healthy, and unemployment is down, and people are feeling more optimistic. That makes them more eager to buy a home. Now, the other trend is that we have a very low inventory. There were 13% fewer home sales or homes for sale this April than a year ago. So the pickings are slim and the competition is picking up. Sellers are commanding better prices because of the laws of supply and demand. And keep in mind that the summer months are when traditionally we see the highest sales volume for homes. Now it's hard to know whether the low inventory will change that pattern, but I'm confident that prices will continue to rise.
Well, meanwhile, condo prices have held relatively steady at around $163,000 for two consecutive months now. But the Greater Hartford Association of Realtors is reporting that overall inventory has decreased by 18.4% in April. Do you expect an upswing in condo prices in the coming months?
Well, it's quite a decline in the inventory numbers, and it's possible that the condo median price will rise due to that low supply factor. But I'm skeptical that they'll experience the kind of price increases that we're seeing with single-family homes. There just doesn't seem to be as much demand for condos in Connecticut. Prices have decreased in three out of the past 4 years for condos. Now, without big cities bustling with activity and exciting rediscovered neighborhoods and good-paying jobs in those cities, I think condos become less popular. And I think that's probably going to keep them from really performing as single-family homes do.
Well, thank you, Tim, and thanks, everyone, for joining us. This has been your Connecticut Home Sales Data Report for April 2018. If you'd like more information about The Warren Group, look us up on social media or visit us at www.thewarrengroup.com.